This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know the smiley face, right? Happy, cheery, the yellow circle, two eyes and a smile, that one. We now introduce you to the Smiley Company, the multi-million dollar global enterprise that is reaping the licensing bonanza of renewed interest in its eponymous face. Thanks, interestingly enough, to the world of fashion. Jacob Gallagher covers fashion for the Wall Street Journal, including, it turns out, the smiley face. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai. Thanks for having me on.
Ought to be clear here, we are talking about the license of the smiley face, not who invented it, because really what matters is who owns it, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, so who owns it?
So who owns it is the Smiley Company, which is a company that is run by a Frenchman, and they have owned the trademark for it for, I believe, several decades now. This gentleman, his father was a reporter in Paris, and he had the idea to kind of put a smiley face next to what were positive or optimistic articles. Then he had this idea, maybe I should trademark this. And he subsequently did. And today what they do is essentially they exist as a licensee.
Specifically, what we're talking about here is the yellow smiley face with the black eyes and the black line. If you do it in rainbow or you do a smiley emoji,
correct,
that ain't it. You're not paying for that.
Yes. Yes, correct. And when I spoke to the CEO, Nicholas Lafrani, he did kind of stress that there are things that do fall out of their purview. They understand that, but they really do kind of, I guess you could say that there is enough out there, if you will, of people wanting to get the exact smiley face. The Smiley Company itself, 300 licensees. Globally, the business is, you know, apparently over $400 million. He's doing pretty good off that guy alone.
Yeah. Yeah. No joke. So let me ask you something. You cover fashion. You are a trained professional in this field.
Yes.
What do you think of the smiley face as a fashion statement?
Well, the reason why I kind of came upon this story, how it came to be, was that within fashion right now, there are a lot of items and a lot of garments that are carrying the smiley face. You know, companies like Fendi, companies like Moncler, there's a company out of Los Angeles called Chinatown Market that's a kind of nascent streetwear company that has made the smiley face like their signature. There's a French brand called Ami. And a couple of these things were listed as being in collaboration with the Smiley Company. And at first, when I read that, I thought, that sounds kind of like a joke, like the smiley face is a smiley company. It's this thing that's really in fashion right now in a very curious way.
So look, here comes the pokey in the eye question. Would you wear a t-shirt with a smiley face on it?
I think it depends, again, on your demeanor. It's like it's popular because people kind of want to convey that happy, sunny atmosphere right now. That's what we're seeing with a lot of clothing right now. We're seeing the return of tie-dye, and we're seeing, you know, kind of looser 70s styles and this kind of psychedelic.
Are the 70s coming back in fashion?
I would say signifiers of the 70s are coming back into fashion. You know, I literally was just in my office talking about how tie-dye has roared back and we don't know what to make of it. And I think people just like those things that are a bit nostalgic and, you know, happy. This is an incredibly literal fashion statement. It's I'm smiling. It's a smiley face. So,
I don't even know what to say about tie-dye coming back. Jacob Gallagher covers fashion at the Wall Street Journal. Jacob, thanks a lot.
No, thank you for the time, Kai.